Okay, so today is May 16th, 2018, and we just finished watching season 1, episode 22, the season finale of the inaugural season of CBS's
SEAL
Team.
Yay!
CBS's SEAL Team.
Yes.
Hashtag
CBS SEAL Team. Hashtag Talking Seals. Hashtag Talking Seal Mod. Alright. So good.
Hashtag.
The big finale.
Okay, so the big finale. They've been working on this narrative for like
the
8 episodes now
in
this kind of like super roundabout aimless way. And just as like kind of like an overarching statement on this episode, I'll say it was a clusterfuck of who gives a shit.
Why don't we know how the last episode did in the ratings?
Me too. All right, right.
Yeah, right. Let's hear that.
Yeah, really. So the ultimate season one SEAL Team was shot by veteran director Larry Tung, whose helicopter scenes far outweighed Jay's helicopter scenes in last week's J-Day Graveyard of Empires, which is obviously a reference to Afghanistan because no one has ever conquered it. Pretty badass nickname for a country. Canada's nickname is just an alt-right slogan. SEAL Team has been keeping it real with the ratings sub 1% of total TVs and hovering around the 6 million viewers in the prime demographic. And if Margaret is right, the rating of this week's episode will truly show how well Barazmaz directs. I predict a 1.1 and a 4 because it is the biggest TV event of the year.
Our
original writer, W. Benjamin Cavell is here to grace us with all the hand rubbing, weight dropping, raised shoulder can stake of 47 names at.
I
just bowled over you guys. Shut up. That's
like
it, it's done.
I usually script it, and this one was very scripted.
Scripted and ripped it.
But I had a question, and it was somewhere along the way, and it, if you.
Alright, I'll do it again. The
Miller.
Ultimate Season 1 SEAL Team was shot by...
Were you pacing the lawn for a few hours, kind of rehearsing that?
Yeah.
The neighbors are like, call the police.
Oh, man. I wish I could remember what my question was. I'm sure it was very interesting and insightful.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What's Canada's nickname?
I don't know.
Yeah,
what
that's
is
exactly
it?
What my question was.
Yeah, I'd like to know. What is Canada's nickname?
The Great
All
White
Great.
North.
I get it.
It's like white spot.
Yeah.
Like, for all of our non-West Coast Canada listeners, which I know that there's tons of you.
Hey, Richard, do you remember Harpreet Bharar?
Yeah, I remember his white spot joke.
Yeah, multicultural spot.
He also said that he got a shoebox full of cocaine for Christmas.
Yeah, those are his two jokes. I recall hearing them many times.
Okay, so now, Matej, how did you feel about this episode as a whole?
Me?
Yeah, because, you know...
It was a clusterfuck of bullshittery. Is that what I said?
I don't
Something
remember.
Along those lines.
Oh, clusterfuck of who gives a shit. I guess I just, like, felt that it was kind of, like, it wrapped everything up, like, very kind of, like...
Yeah.
Quickly.
Like, well, quickly and
yeah.
Just like they ended half the episode kind of in the middle, like the arc that I was hoping that it would have some kind of cool thing, and it was leading up to like a cool thing, and they're like, well, we're done.
Which arc is that, the cutter arc or the shoulder arc?
The kind of deployment arc. I thought
when they're packing up and going home?
Yeah, they packed up and went home halfway through, and then they wrapped up a bunch of shit.
I
thought the shit wrapping was the best.
It was all right, but I just thought that the pacing was, like, pretty, Like, I don't know, just,
okay.
Who gives a fuck, I guess, is kind of, like,
But I want to know what Richard has to say.
I don't want to know because Richard doesn't vocalize well enough. And Richard?
No, Richard's been doing great on vocalization. There's times.
He's like,
I have nothing to say.
No, but when I edit these things, I'm watching, I'm listening to us speak, and I'm watching the waveforms, and I see each of our waveforms, and then I see where Richard is going to, like, finally get through because his waveform, it's like ours are silent and then Richard talks, but then there's an overlap at first and it's like, no, Richard's gonna get this one, and then he like
maybe
you know,
need
like,
to time your interjections better.
No, apparently I don't, because people talk over me like well after I've started speaking.
Everyone does.
Like they would interject right there.
You
something.
Need to have
like
more conviction
be...
to what you want to say, regardless of how idiotic and pointless it is. Which
no,
is
I
don't
think it has anything to do with me. I think it's just people being rude. So
no, you're just as rude. Why don't you let me say something? Why are you talking over top of me?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
I have to say something. Okay, you guys. I think
this is where we stopped being friends. The last episode of
Seal
Team was
there
last
are episode. Certain members of the Talking Seals that are better at projecting than others.
Present company included.
And sometimes it can be very challenging to make your point, but at the same time, why is my point any better than anyone else's? I get a lot of airtime.
Your point never is any better than anyone else's. Boring.
It's boring.
So, in Jay's eye exam, Jay was wearing a Flyers sweater, which is pretty interesting.
We are not at the eye exam.
Okay. They're the doctors. That's the opening scene, is at the doctor. And they say, Hilo. Hilo.
Well, I was going to go through the like recap, and there's a lot of shoulder stuff in there.
Yeah, a lot of shoulder stuff.
And that's all I got to say about that.
All right, well, thank you for your contribution.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Richard, do you have anything to say about the recap?
I don't know what we're talking about. Oh, the recap.
See, you don't listen.
No, I'm not listening because I'm pissed off.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Why are you pissed off?
Because it's, like, constant.
Richard, what do you have to say about the recap?
I wasn't really watching the recap.
Alright, what about the doctor's office scene?
It was boring, nothing really happened. Jay was being a dick to the doctor.
I understand that you're still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
Big problem, Big Chief.
That was racist. That sounds racist to me. How about you?
Okay. Do you
Jay was a dick
about...
to the doctor.
So, for whatever reason, Ray was in the room in a doctor's appointment. And anyone else think that was odd?
No.
Well, Ray was shitting on Jay for, like, lying about his symptoms in a way. And,
later.
Like, Ray's a fucking liar. He did it in this scene, too.
I thought the whole episode was just, like, really lame of, like, hypocrite Jay, like,
everyone
and Ray and Jay,
it.
Like, everyone does it, and, like, but everyone doesn't kill a child and get away with it,
mm-hmm.
you know, due to their own greed and self-centeredness. Like, it was very confused, that point that they were trying to make.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just, like, it's done.
Jay could have killed a kid.
Yeah.
He could have
just
killed
didn't,
his whole
like,
team. He could have killed his whole team, because he is the reason, well, we'll get to it, but he's the reason why they went into this deadly situation, and if there wasn't someone who was in more capacity than him, then they would have all been dead. All right, so let's move on from this boring doctor scene.
And then Jay and Ray are driving in a truck back to the base, right? Gold truck, yeah. And there was something that happened there. Well, I was just like, this is fucking stupid. Which
it's when...
happened a lot. Go on.
Is it when Ray, it, like, gets angry that Jay told Mandy, but he didn't tell him?
No, that's after, but I did make a note of that.
Yeah, that was in there.
But Jay pulls over and just like, I want to tell you something that I couldn't say in front of the doctor. And Ray's like, oh, man, like, is your head actually messed up? Natural response. And then Jay's just like, no, those Terrys, they, like, told us that, like, this guy is, like, the real guy. I'm just like, why would you ever, like, feel the need to say that to a doctor?
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I
like,
was
this, like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like,
unless your brain is fucked up, right? Am I right, guys?
Mm. It just seemed like, it seemed very, like, shitty writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like an exceptional form of shitty.
I guess because the, what's it called, the doctor was asking about how the events played out. And so he didn't tell the doctor.
Yeah.
He left out little things about his little Alan Cutter.
He left out everything. He conspiracy. Rattled off
yeah, he did.
A general, like, blah, 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 blah. Who gives a fuck piece him out?
Bam! We go down, bird breaks in half. My leg, it gets busted up. Pilot's dead, her comms are out, and, well, we get out alive.
Yada, yada, yada. I get a free massage and a facial.
That was later, like, it was past... The events she was talking about are, like, you're on the helicopter, and we saw it from... I guess Clay's perspective that Jay was knocked out and she wanted to know about that time period.
Yeah, he's definitely lying.
Yeah, definitely.
He's raying it up and Ray's watching it with admiration.
Yeah.
He's like, that's how I do
Well, Ray's, I feel like Ray's watching it like, oh, Jay does it too. I can hold this against him when
oh,
he
cool.
tries. When I tell him about how I was lying to him, I can pull this, like, but
yeah, it's funny that, like, that's the only reason he told him is because he saw him doing it too, so he thought he had this kind of, like, safety there.
Yeah.
Like, because they were in on it together.
Until that time
Ray's such a piece of shit.
I am fully in support of Ray after this episode.
Really? Why? Because Jay does it too?
No, because of the line he says to his wife when he comes back.
Oh, you'll have to remind me. Okay. I don't remember, but we'll see.
So.
But yeah, Ray is jealous of Draper, for sure.
They are taking out the Ronnie Network.
You told Mandy, but you didn't tell me. Bits and pieces.
Wait. The most important thing of that last scene was that we found out that the guy that trains them is named Adam.
That is very important.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice.
Adam Matthews, this Navy SEAL who watched while the other Navy SEAL strangled a special operator to death. Because the special operator was going to report how they're thieving from petty cash.
Mm.
That Adam Matthews?
Oh.
Or which
scandalous?
SEAL Team Africa.
No. I was gonna say, what outlet? What journalistic outlet was that on?
The Intercept.
The Intercept. For any of our listeners who are interested,
but it's also like on other outlets. It's like a pretty well-reported story.
In hearing
it's
about
because it's public. So like
SEALs choking out a.
Yeah, and there's a formal investigation going on. They're changing their story, and most likely they killed the guy because he was going to report on them for stealing money from their petty cash. That seems to be like, where it's going.
SEALs are such honorable people.
Yeah, except when it comes to petty cash, then they can be quite petty.
So Jay tips off his girlfriend to get out of there because she's going to get in trouble. Mandy mentioned something about...
Whoa.
What about
when we go to the planning scene and Judd's got his leg up on the chair and his arms on his fucking hips? Okay. He looks great.
Oh, I caught him looking good, not that time, but like some of the time I'm like, he looks good. He looks like a real army guy.
Judd's looking great.
I felt like his beard grew considerably since the last episode even.
Really?
I was appreciating his beard and his like aviators good. And his slick back hair, and I'm just like, this guy looks way more like a grizzled like Navy SEAL operator type guy than any of the Navy SEALs who are like super clean cut. Ray's got like plucked eyebrows, and he's like puckering his mouth at every shot, and like their teeth are all strained, and they're all like, you know, but. Judd looks like a grotesque,
He looks like a dude. He does.
He looks great.
He doesn't look like an actor necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, certainly like Clay is like...
They all do. They're all kind of like super straight teeth and like super manicured and like, you know, whoa, I just got a mission, bro.
I think Judd's teeth are straight too, though. I don't think...
Jay's teeth are super Judd's straight.
Judd's got nice teeth.
Judd? Does he?
Yeah, I think he's got... I don't think he does... I think he still looks like an actor. He doesn't look like an actor necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I say this with love, Judd, but you've got an oblong skull. Yeah, it's like kind of like an unusual skull shape, and all the other guys have this kind of like classically beautiful skull shape.
Even Sunny?
Oh, wait, what's that?
Sunny?
Even Sunny, yeah, proportioned skull, and like,
okay.
Judd's got this kind of like tapered top with like big cheeks and
I find
kind of like...
Personally, what's his name, Jay? David Boreanaz?
Yeah.
He's not an attractive man.
He's got the blockhead. He's got the, like, classic blockhead with perfect teeth.
But people find him attractive. Like,
well, he's a quarterback,
like...
right? Ray's a running back.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny's the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
Beardo Sonny's a defensive tackle.
Clay, who's Clay?
Sorry.
Who's Clay?
Clay is the wide receiver.
No, Clay is the quarterback.
What about
no,
Brock?
In reserve. Clay is the quarterback in reserve. He's the young guy coming up.
What about Brock?
Who's the wide receiver then?
Oh, you guys.
Brock.
Oh, no.
Who's
Brock?
Brock? Is Brock the giant guy?
I gotta tell you, Brock, physically, he's my favorite. But he is such a terrible actor.
Yeah, he's so bad in this episode.
Hey Brock... Brock can lift what Sonny can lift without a spotter. That's all I gotta say.
I think he's in the show because he is ex-military and he's the dog trainer and he is in the show as like a logistics point of view to have an actor who trains the dog kind of thing.
But he's not
and
actually an actor, is he?
No, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't get any lines. I think it's because. But he does have a name.
What is an actor, really, you guys?
So Draper says to Jay, you better tell your girlfriend to pack, referring to Amy.
Yes.
And this whole thing where, like, he busts into her, like, place and be like, you gotta get out of here. And, like, he's helping her pack. And it's like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Like,
non-consensual kiss.
Like, he's convinced that she's not in on it.
Yeah.
I guess.
There's nothing vindicating
but
her.
I guess Megan Draper said something about dishonor, like someone tipped off your girlfriend and whoever it is, they're up in line for dishonorable discharge, like time in Leavenworth, which is military prison in Kansas.
Oh.
Yeah.
By tipped off, like, wasn't it Jay that tipped her off?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, so that's implying that Jay's the one who's going to military prison.
Yeah, but I don't get it.
That whole line made no sense.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird. But Mandy knew about it, and she knew that it was like, I was like, I don't even know what's going on.
I was very confused here, and just, like, the motivations, and it seems like this whole last episode was this, like, super fast-paced, wrap this shit up, and they had so many, like, kind of, like, tangents that they went on that they left to the last minute to, like, really, like, wrap up, that it was just this kind of, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just this like whirlwind tour of SEAL Team
it's
episode
22. Interesting how they wrap up Cutter, but maybe we can get to that later.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, next scene: Clay and Davis and Sunny are in the bunkhouse, and Sunny is basically like a third party.
And they're being super rude to Sunny. Where else is he going to sleep? They're like chit-chatting.
They're chatting about very personal stuff. He refers to it as like the Oprah and DeGeneres.
The Oprah DeGeneres, pretty funny.
Yeah.
And when Trux walks in, she says, "What's up, Superbad?" And I don't know who she was talking to, but I guess it's Clay.
Both of them. She's talking to both of them.
Oh, both of them together are Superbad. I get it.
All of it.
Who's super and who's bad?
Oh, no. But one of them is the, like, what, like, Superbad is, like, there's the fat dude, and then there's the Michael Cera character.
I
have never seen Superbad.
The whole team is
so
Superbad.
who's Michael Cera and who's Jonah?
Clay is Michael Cera, and Sunny is Jonah Hill.
Jonah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm sorry.
So, then they are going on mission to this bunker, and I would like to point out earlier in the episode, they refer to helicopters.
One sec. Before that, and during a conversation in the bunkhouse, I would just like to say that Beardo calls Cro-Mag a hunk of meat. which I believe is a less direct way to get a dig in at Cro-Mag's face than what we're doing.
He's just playing with Davis about how that's her man.
No, but the like intonation was that he's just like this like meathead. Like,
no, he's good friends with him.
Yeah, I
disagree.
He's like, how's that fat cock you're sliding up and down?
He said the problem didn't lie with his small penis, but rather with your big vagina. You're blaming the small penis. You got the huge vagina. It's not necessary.
Yeah, curl
man. Yeah, it's in reference to like the date that Davis has in a relationship with this guy.
Yeah.
And that he's like a, like, me, I don't know.
I felt it was like a derogatory, like, meathead comment.
I don't think so. I think
referring to his lowbrow race.
Okay, if Sonny thinks that Danny is a hunk of meat, then he's also a hunk of meat.
No, wait. Cro-Mag's brow ridge is way lower than Beardo's.
Okay. I don't know, man. All right. Now let's get to the point that I was making, which was very important.
Stop interrupting me.
The first, in the doctor scene, they referred to helicopters as helos.
Okay.
Now,
as they have the entire show.
Now, they are sitting on a helicopter, or a copter, as I like to call it.
I think cop.
And Clay and Ray are talking about how ill-advised this whole mission is, and Clay is very suspicious of it, but they call the helicopter a helicopter.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought you were going to, like, vindicate yourself there.
I would like to say that two scenes ago, Jay was wearing a plaid orange and blue flannel, and Draper was wearing a plaid black and blue flannel, and Ray was wearing a nice gray button-down.
Okay.
Mm.
Like, right before they deployed? Or were they just, like,
was that was in the planning scene, you know.
Okay.
All right, let's take a note of that, and maybe we can make a spreadsheet of outfits for future reference.
Yes.
So, they're on the helicopter, they're getting ready to go on this mission that's ill-advised. Jay walks up, obviously he's fucked in the head.
And Ray sees it.
I don't know why Ray is the only one that sees it the whole time.
Well, I don't think everyone else sees camera perspective.
No, but Jay's like out of breath.
Well, not like
only Ray can see camera perspective.
I think that they're like indicating that nobody gives a shit. Like, okay, so like the seals are not at optimum, but whether they're tired or whether they just had a head injury, they're still the best and they still get the job done. I think that's kind of
dirty Afghan kids aside.
Yeah,
like, you know, who gives a fuck, right? There's like trillions of like mineral rights to be had.
Trillions.
Do you even know how much a trillion is?
I don't, but let's get into that a bit later. Okay, so they get to this bunker, and it turns out the two brothers kind of had this thing. So the dead brother, his team is attacking the live brother.
But before the attack happens, I would just like to say that while they're scoping the scene, all of the sentries are just, like, lounging.
Yes.
Like, they're just, like, hanging out.
The night vision stuff. Yeah. So they're flipping between night vision and non-night vision, but...
And I'd like to say something nice here. I thought that when the firefight was happening and they're overlooking it, and I was like, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that they were kind of like... And this could have been like a really interesting, cool like scene where they are like adjunct to the main conflict, and some of the visuals were really cool when you're overlooking the valley, and some of the like depth of field was very cool.
Yeah, I agree. It looked cool.
Yeah.
Every time really locked it down. Like, I have a moment right in my notes where he says, "This guy is a way better director than Jay," and it's just like this time.
But had Jay directed the first episode, you would have had 21 of those comments.
So, I have a question about effects of the red AK
tracers.
I think that was the
big machine gun nest that was making the red tracers.
Okay.
But some bullets.
Because they said it was AKs.
And... No, so for night when you go into a night mission, you load your magazine where every fifth round has a magnesium coil around the back. So when the bullet is fired, you see where you're shooting.
So that person that was shooting also had night vision.
No,
they probably didn't.
So then, yeah, like why wouldn't they? Because like why wouldn't they have seen the American troops going to the bunker then?
You'd be able to see the magnesium with or without night vision.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's a means of getting like direction of where you're shooting when you are at night.
Oh, so you don't do it because you have night vision.
You do it just to kind of see where you're shooting. Yeah. But also, I will say that like. At first, when I saw that overlooking scene of them watching the fire trial, I'm like, wow, this is cool. But then the CGI was a very short loop, and it became very just, like, shitty CGI loop, and the audio was looping with the, like, the gun bursts were, like, looping. And it became, like, super cheese.
I didn't notice the loop.
Yeah.
I didn't
like, the tracers especially, and the machine gun burst was exactly the same each time.
I feel like they could have, like it looked really cool, but the director, like, missed an opportunity to set, like, a really cool kind of, like, mood, like, where they'd be, like, quiet and just watching it. And
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, maybe even, like, focus on their, like, take the SEALs out of it for, like, 5 minutes and just show the battle of these two factions and show the SEALs maneuvering on the outskirts of it.
Brothers.
But it was, yes, I agree, it was squandered. And
yeah.
The rest of the ep was squandered, too. But I was pretty excited at this point.
Did you guys notice that Sonny was the guy that called all the shots? They're really, like, making him not an idiot anymore. Like, they're focusing on Sonny being a smart person.
See, sometimes I feel like I'm the only one that knows how to have a good time.
Who had the ventilation idea?
Carl?
Had the what idea?
Yeah, I think Carl had the ventilation idea.
To go into the ventilation
but
tunnel.
But Sonny was like, yo, we got to do this, this, and this. Or like, yep, that sounds good. And then I think in the next shot they talk about the ventilation shaft. Because Sonny says, holy crossfire, Batman, when Bravo 1 gives a sit rep.
Yeah, but there was no one in a crossfire.
Yeah.
The guys up above, like, they weren't, it was essentially like
there was
they
no
went
one in a crossfire.
Unnoticed. These guys.
I didn't get that.
But I just also think, like, okay, so they're going to go into these ventilation shafts, which is an old trick from episode...
When they're going into the shaft, I was like, oh, this looks cool, too. And it reminded me of Sicario.
It was all the camera on the front of their guns, essentially, following them down through the shafts, or leading them through the shafts,
like,
backwards. It was fucking cool.
Yeah.
Jay is fucked in the head, though. And it's apparent that he is. And he says to Ray, who I guess Ray's in the doghouse, you and Brock stay here. And we'll go ahead. Why ever would, if your brain is like that, would you go into...
Because he doesn't know that his brain's like that.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he thinks he's fine.
He thinks he's fine.
Denial.
I think it was funny that Jay had tunnel vision inside of a tunnel.
And then Clay saves them all by realizing that it's wired, whereas Greasy Hair was ready to blow that shit.
Yeah, Greasy, I noted that Greasy fucked up, but it was Clay who noticed it.
Yes.
Bravo 4, hold what you got, do not breach the gate.
Bravo 4, hold what you got, do not breach the gate.
I say again, do not breach the gate.
All I kept thinking when they were in the tunnel is that they didn't bring the dog, and the dog is super useful in those situations.
In tunnels especially,
dogs don't like helicopters.
Brock is just waiting back there.
They're like, Brock, stay here.
Yeah, Brock, stay here with Ray.
For no reason at all. But also when they kill the first guy in the tunnel, yeah. I felt they should have knifed him.
Did they
not have silencers?
I thought it was out of nowhere.
But silencers are still loud. Like, they're still, like, clang, clang. And they should be able to, like, that was the perfect... Okay, if I was playing a stealth game, I would have absolutely knifed that guy.
Would you have, like, knifed him in the back or, like, slit his throat open?
Whatever the programmers programmed the CGI animation to be.
All right.
I thought you were going to say, whatever the programmers programmed me to do, like, your training.
Oh, in a sense, yeah. But given from what I understand from stealth games, I would have probably tried to puncture a lung, which supposedly is how you stop people from screaming when they're dying. Or maybe, like, esophagus, like... something in the esophagus.
I would have done hand over the mouth, rapid stabs into the kidneys.
You will never pee again.
Anyways, they make it out of the tunnel unnoticed, seemingly, even though I would have thought that they would have had people monitoring the tunnel for... the brothers, people coming in, whatever.
Okay, I think it was wired to take out the SEAL team. I think it was not a... No. They trapped the SEAL team there.
It was wired to kill the SEAL team. Scene that ate up 10 minutes of an episode, which was, like, fucked anyway. But, like, the whole, like, thing going into the ventilation shaft, being like, oh, it's wired, let's go out now. And then they go out.
And go to sleep.
Like, and go to sleep, and I'm just like, what is going on? And they're like, oh, they're in now, and then they blow it up. So that whole shit was just to be like...
They were unnoticed.
They were, I guess, but it was just kind of like, spinning wheels.
I remember thinking at this point that it didn't, like, the show just doesn't feel like a finale. Like, it wasn't some big epic mission. It's just
it could have been, though. What the fuck? It could have been so cool. Yeah. Sneaking into the tunnel, I was like, fuck yeah. And, like, you know, like, they got to defuse, like, a door. It's like, no, they're not going to defuse. They're just going to go out.
Have a little sleep.
We're going to 50% security. I'm racking out. Wake me when it's over.
This here's a lullaby. It's a song to go to sleep by.
They chopped it into, like, 20 different little pieces.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And every time when I saw something, I was like, oh, is it almost over? And I look at the time and I was like, huh. Like, they just, like, bam, 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 bam. But my favorite part of the whole episode is in the next scene where Davis is communicating with them. It's daybreak, and she's saying that she's keeping an eye open for...
But my favorite part was just when she was saying that, there was a lot of shots of them picking up coffee mugs, really big coffee mugs.
Okay, well, no, that's okay. Right before she says that, this is what happened, because Trucks came over with two coffee cups and put one in front of Draper. Draper picked up the coffee, she smelled it, she put it back down and gave Trucks a look like, what the fuck is this? And then she did not drink it.
They're very particular about that coffee.
It's no J coffee, that's for sure.
It's not J coffee. She's like, this is a J coffee.
Okay. Then we get to the squirters. Then we get to them finding a...
And a totally fucking shitty explosion.
Yeah.
That explosion.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah.
It
boom.
No, it was like over...
And then like some sparklers.
I think we only saw the explosion through their...
No. It was quick, but they showed like a distant shot of the explosion and the shading was garbage and like the detail was really fucked up. Yeah. Like it did not look like a big...
And Afghanistan was really hit by a nasty California wildfire.
Yeah.
Everything there is fucking burnt in all those scenes that they've been shooting in those, like, scrub hills.
Yeah, it was very California.
Have we ever looked up where they filmed this show?
It's gotta be LA. California. Yeah, it's gotta be, like... Okay. So, the three squirters, two of them are bodyguards, one of them's the big bad baddie that they're going after, and somehow they shoot him.
Well, they just like start spraying.
Yeah, the bodyguard starts shooting, and for whatever reason, they kill everybody. I know.
Whatever.
No, well, then stop defending that bullshit.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it'd be that hard to not shoot.
But the bodyguard did try to shoot first.
Yeah, the main guy that they want to extract information from, whatever.
The bodyguard.
And then he, like, runs down. You made a deal with Cutter! What was the deal? With, like, a gun in his face, as though it's gonna matter. Fuck you, Jay.
And right after that, here's another fuck you, Jay. Jay takes a picture of him, and then flings the phone over to Ray, like, here, send that shit for me.
Yeah.
Right away, boss.
Send it, bitch. You didn't tell me about your shoulder, so now you have to send the picture.
Actually, the phone just looks really blurry.
Oh, man.
It's actually just because Jay doesn't know how to use phones.
Okay, but like...
I just thought it was just kind of like really kind of like do the grunt work, bitch. Like, it was like something that happened many episodes ago several times. Or
consistency.
But now he's doing it, and we find out later he is making Ray... He is excluding him on purpose because Ray lied to him. Even though it's totally
hypocritical.
No.
No.
Yes.
No. I agree with Richard.
No, because in the last episode, we talked about how Jay was going to quit. Like, he's having second thoughts. He's fucked up. And he loves his wife, etc. He's going to quit the team. And he told Ray that he needs training in order to be a team leader. Ray is going to take over Bravo Team. David Boreanaz is just going to direct the entire season.
You think David Boreanaz is going to take, like, Judd's job or something?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, they're
he's
both out seemingly.
He can't take Judd's job.
You have to go to officer school so you can do that. No, I think Ray's in the doghouse.
Yeah, totally.
And like, all of these little things are just Jay being like, fucking do this shit. And also, so Ray doesn't believe Jay's, or he's skeptical of Jay's theory, which actually makes Ray look like a big dummy for dismissing it. But Jay leaves Ray out of it, I don't think because Ray isn't participating, but because he's like leaving Ray out of it, because Ray lied to him. But so yeah, Jay is scheming with Mandy and Davis. Ray sees it.
Ray makes like this face. So it's just like, ooh, what are you guys doing? I want to be in on it.
Are you telling jokes? I love jokes.
So Judd is making this major speech. He's like, all right, guys, you know, like, good job. Good job, everybody. Wow. And then fucking Jay Draper and Trucks just like, fuck off, Judd, whatever. Yeah. And they walk away to talk about something important.
Yeah.
And in the background, you still see Judd walking around giving his big speech.
Aww. Yeah, it's so sad.
They're like the cool kids in class who are too cool for school.
But also, Jay is incredibly intuitive because he knew that that hard drive was buried
in the tomato plant. But you know what, though? Like, they might be the cool kids, but Judd would be the valedictorian.
Mm.
I would like to say those tomato plants were nowhere near ready fruiting.
He plucks a tomato off it after, but there's no other fruit on the plant at all.
They don't actually show him plucking it. They just show him picking up a
tomato. You saw the tomato on it before. It was on there. But, like, for one, they ripped all the tomato plants out while they were searching for this thing, and they just, like, replanted them, and they look fine. Like, oh, yeah, totally.
They must.
I doubt it.
But they were doing it. So they were doing it in plain view too.
And
like,
Draper tells that guy to fuck off. She's like, "Hey, you, we're digging up tomato plants. Why don't you just take off?
Take a walk. This is CIA tomato business."
Okay. So then my second favorite scene, because I guess my first one was Squirters. Second favorite, Brock and Sunny working out.
Oh, really?
Wait.
Dogs. I am not in agreement with your favorite scenes whatsoever.
And Brock is like, looking good, man.
I really like it when Jay was sitting at the computer squinting at the computer and said, "Steve got a lot farther than I did."
Oh yeah, that was fine.
That was fucking hilarious. Because of course he did. You're a fucking idiot, Jay. Oh man.
Yeah, but the problem with idiots is that they don't know that they're idiots because they're too dumb to realize it. That's the problem.
So
with idiots.
In this scene, Tony Trucks, Davis, says to them. She says, "We're going to look really stupid if this is just sightseeing photos and music downloads." Like, why would it be photos and music downloads in a drive that's hidden in a garden planter? Like,
yeah, maybe he's listening to some, like, super underground hardcore music.
Well, it's probably Afghani pop, and he's like, "No one can know that I like this."
Okay, Mario, now on to the bodybuilding scene.
Well, I already said what I wanted to say about it.
Okay, great. I would like to say my favorite scene from the show now.
Is it coming up?
Which, when Jay bursts into Cutter's office, and that's coming up next.
No, but first...
Well, Cro-Mag's a junkie.
Cro-Mag's a junkie. Okay,
yeah,
then we can...
Cro-Mag's a junkie.
Truth is the easiest thing to remember. I thought that was a great Judd line.
What's the easiest thing?
Truth is the easiest thing to remember.
What the hell am I going to tell Davis?
You can always try telling the truth. It's the easiest thing to remember.
That's a good line. It's true.
What was it in reference to?
To when Sonny's what do I tell Davis? And Judd is like, "Hey, just tell her the truth. It's the easiest thing to remember," or whatever.
Yeah, Judd's a stand-up dude.
Yeah, Judd has not compromised himself so far. No. He's the only character who hasn't compromised himself.
You know, he might be a cake eater, but...
I mean, he's a cookie eater.
Cutter and Jay.
Yeah.
Your favorite scene.
My favorite scene. So, I imagine that Jay, before this scene, was just like, before they said action, he's outside the door and just like really amping himself up and just like pacing and being like, "All right, he's got the folded paper in his hand," and he bursts in there and he sits down in the chair, and I don't know if you guys noticed, but he goes to cross his legs, then reconsiders and goes back, and then immediately after then crosses his legs and awkwardly sits with his hand on his knee. And I really, really enjoyed that.
I liked the line when Cutter says "nasty bang to the head."
He is just the most. His mustache is so twirled that it must be a very twirly mustache indeed. Which is how he would put it.
Is so, like, so over-the-top villain in this show.
Perfect.
Like, it's ridiculous.
And just, like, completely copying to it, constantly into his face, and then Jay's like, "Yeah, well, we'll find out, won't we?" Like,
"You're going down, bud. You're going down, bud.
Going down, bud."
So I just want to say, during this scene, I was really waiting for the scene that I saw in the advertisements, because, like, now that I have global television to watch for the news every day, I get CBS SEAL Team adverts. And the scene is Jay's in Cutter's office with a bottle of whiskey, and he just fucking pours it out all over his office as he walks out the door. And I was waiting for that. That was the fucking scene. I was like, it's gonna happen, but it didn't fucking happen. It was just in the advertisement.
Like, they cut it or something.
Because you know what I'd be thinking? Like, what I was thinking when he was leaving the office? I'm just like, why did he just push over his cabinet or something at least?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Like, later, bud.
You're going down, bud.
Pick this shit up. Might as well. Like, you know, he's a master chief. He's not going to go to jail for it.
Yeah.
At the end of this scene, I thought there was like a really stupid long pause on Cutter, like staring angrily at the door as Jay's leaving. He's awful.
It was terrible. Just like such a misuse of like a pretty cool villain. Like it was basically like a James Bond villain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And he, Jay throws a stack of papers into Cutter's face as evidence, too. That was also part of it. I was like, ah. And then Cutter's like, oh, this is pretty good evidence. But did you see my stack of papers?
It was bound in a book. What kind of beer does Jay like to drink?
I don't know.
Liberty Anchor beer. The next scene when he's at his computer, it's just a close above his head and Liberty Anchor beer. Oh, and when he says that Cutter is too smart for the FBI.
Oh, yeah. And okay,
so he's just going to kill him.
This is where he's chatting with Draper, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's another thing he says there, and, like, this is where where I started kind of just, like, laughing out loud pretty consistently for the rest of the episode. But at one point, Draper warns him that, like, you're putting Amy in danger, and, like, you might want to think about your life. And Jay's response is, I don't care about my life. And I'm just like, Jay is a 15-year-old goth punk.
Yeah.
Like, he is, like, such a sulking little bitch.
Gonna stop Zeon. You're just gonna ruin your life.
I don't care about my life.
Well, I do.
Yeah, why don't you just go back to your Justin Timberlake and your homework, you conformist asshole. You just don't know what real pain is.
And he just wants to run around the base and shoot Cutter in the head. Right in the head.
So, yeah. So, right after that, right after Jay's like, I don't care, Mandy's like, but I care about you.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's having these memories of high school and that time. It is like, I guess.
Only goths do triple flip belly slams.
Yeah.
Well, tummy. He says tummy.
His tummy, that was awesome.
Tummy. Did you see it? Later.
But then there's a scene where Draper talks to the reporter guy.
Yes.
And she gets him to agree to drop the story about Ray murdering a child because he will get to have a different story.
Yeah.
Completely, like, corrupting the press in the narrative. Mm-hmm. Being like, they can be like they are completely like.
That's always the narrative of, and like, did you watch House of Cards?
I do think that SEAL Team is like ethically in the realm of House of Cards.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like that he tells Draper that making fun of his story isn't the way to get him to drop it.
Yeah.
And he looks at her pretty when she's like, what, do you think I'm stupid? And he just like looks at her like, yes, I do.
Yeah, yes, absolutely, I think you're stupid. Throughout the whole episode, I was just like, fuck, she's a terrible actor.
Mm.
Like, she is just like the worst. Like, just even how she like holds herself and...
It's a little weird. She's not as bad as Brock, though, even though Brock is like... super hot dog.
Brock doesn't get enough screen time for me to like decide.
Brock can just lift a lot. He lifts a lot.
Does he?
He was spotting Sonny in the scene, and then Brock gets down to do his reps, and Sonny walks away with Judd. So Brock just fucking
Brock doesn't
lifts.
Even need a spotter.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good set, old man.
I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night.
Good settle, man. Yeah, and he delivered that line really well.
Okay. So he does, but he trades it in for a bigger story.
Yeah.
But that seems like that's.
Is it a bigger story, though?
Yeah.
Is the cover-up of,
yes,
like,
absolutely.
Negligence by...
an individual.
That caused an entire SEAL team to be killed, does it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and the result
other,
in the death
the
of Echo?
The other story
yeah,
is
but as far as, like, what would
the
be...
The other story is, like, the owner of the whole contracting regime.
Yeah, but
and
that...
he killed everybody.
But that person can be taken down regardless, but as far as, like, what's of value to, like... So what is it? What is the goal of the press? What is their function, as far as you're concerned?
As for me?
Like, what do you think is, like, the value of the press?
They should tell me about things that I don't know about already.
Huh.
And they should be accurate.
Uh-huh.
And they should tell me about stuff that I don't know about.
Yeah, well, we disagree.
What do you think their role is?
To hold truth to power.
Truth to power.
So if you're...
Yes, that's it. If tell me about stuff I don't know about.
No, but, like, I am far more interested in having my power... The powerful people within my country held accountable by my free press.
Exactly, and that's why the Qatar story is bigger than the Qatar's a multinational
kind of like company.
But Ray is nothing. Ray is some dude.
No,
and
it's just a kid who died. It doesn't matter. Ray. Yeah.
No, but well, no. Ray's story addresses the systemic failures in an elite military unit that, I am dispatching to do my killing for me.
Kind of like how Adam Matthews just watched someone.
Absolutely. This is absolutely relevant. So this is, like, yes, pretty heavy burden. Like, so when we dispatch, like, people somewhere to kill people.
What's bigger than that? The Adam Matthews stories or all the shit about Blackwater and how freaking corrupt they are?
No, so the Blackwater story is about the collusion of the state with Blackwater.
Yes, uh-huh.
Like, right. I agree. So like, the Blackwaters are criminals.
In this storyline, the state isn't involved, and so you don't think it's worthy of the press?
It's worthy of the press. No, but the two stories,
uh-huh.
Absolutely the, like, negligence of the state-backed, like, military unit is of far more importance to me as, like, a participant of the state to know. Then I know that the mercenaries are going to be, like, amoral, like, scumbags, and absolutely they should be held.
And that's, like, why the whole Echo team died.
Yes. I don't think Paul has the same insight into Ray's story as you. So Paul's insight is he knows a kid died, and he knows that a SEAL team guy killed him. He doesn't know that Ray disregarded his medical stuff. He doesn't know any of that shit.
Because he's too lazy to dig.
Like, nobody would tell him.
No one knows it. The only person that knows it is the doctor who would never... He would never get that
information. Yeah, both Davis knows, and
I think he was, and that guy that he knows.
He does know that he deployed injured.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think he does.
All he knows is that a kid died from the frag. That's it. He doesn't know anything else.
This is called dramatic irony.
When the viewers know more than the characters. It's like Ray.
Next scene.
Ray's drinking alone.
Barrel fire.
Yeah, Ray and Jay at the fire, yeah.
I want to know, how did Jay know that Ray was drinking when Ray was drinking out of, like, an enamel mug? Is opaque. He can't tell what's in there.
He's projecting.
Maybe you smell it.
Really strong hooch.
Yeah, it's really
Where
strong.
Where is this? Who's drinking what?
Ray and Jay are sitting at the fire.
And Jay says drinking alone is a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, bad habit.
How did he know he was drinking alone, though? He had a mug.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Just, like, you know, bro dudes. That's all they can, like, muster.
And fucking Jay's going on, and he's like, he's saying that he wants to protect Ray's kids or something, but then Jay doesn't care about his own kids because Jay lied to the team about his fucked up head. Fuck yes. Jay. Fuck yes. You, Jay. That's all I want to say.
So somewhere in here I have, like, the Jay hypocrite. Like, he's a total hypocrite. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where the, like... I don't know where the core of the show is. I don't know what they're, like, really trying to, like, communicate to me with their, you know, the series of narratives, which are disjoint to begin with, like, plot-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know what they're, like, getting at.
Like, this seems to be, like, Ray is, in this scene, he says that I owned up to it and that Jay hasn't owned up to his head injury.
But Jay also didn't kill a kid.
Yeah, and Ray owned up to it, like, what, 2 months later? And Jay's head injury was, like, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
I don't know, but Ray is, like, grasping.
And everyone saw Jay's head injury. Like, it was completely obvious. Yeah.
But this show reminds me, you guys know, like, the YouTube, like, thing going on, Zach Morris is trash?
Yeah.
this is like Jay is trash, Ray is trash, but like in the moment of when these shows are produced, these people are like considered cool, but give it like 20 years and someone can make a show called Jay is trash and like Ray is trash. And when you examine, like, really what they're doing, it's sociopathic.
Or how the Karate Kid is, like, the bad guy.
Yeah, it's a little different, but sure.
Okay. Third favorite scene.
My favorite scene was at the end of that whole scene with Jay and Ray, they play a fake GNR song as everybody's packing up, and that is the fucking best part of the show.
Mama told me when I was young.
In your mowing, you just skipped over my favorite scene, which was
before Jay ate the tomato.
But my favorite scene is when they're all getting onto the airplane. It's a shitty fucking CGI airplane that they get onto.
Yeah, what was that?
It was awful. And when the airplane takes off, it's a completely different airplane.
No, I didn't notice that. I noticed that it looked like CGI green screen.
What about when Ray's playing hockey and he's terrible at hockey? He is so terrible.
But he makes a shot, and all that was missing was, like, a fist pump of this, like
but
five
he's alone.
From the net. Because
Jay don't love him no more. Oh.
Yeah. Richard, I don't know if it maybe hasn't come up yet, but do you have a favorite scene from this episode?
Yes, I do. It's in this montage, and it's when the doggo meets the incoming doggo. Of the other team. And they just have this little brief interaction. He looks back and then keeps on going. And did you know that the dog like... in this show is actually a she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Tina or what's
no.
her name?
Dina. Diva.
Dita.
Dita? Oh, the real dog's name is Dita?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dita.
What do they call her?
Cerberus.
Cerberus. In
this
scene.
Yeah. Oh, that's a weird name. Yeah, Dita the Hair Missile. That's her Instagram account.
Right.
Which, as Talking Seals, we follow, in case you were wondering. And if any of our listeners want to follow us, Talking_Seals is our handle on Instagram. We put up a lot of quality content, and we love interacting with the community. All right. So, now we're at home, right?
Back home.
We're back in the U.S. I had no idea that Ray had an older child.
Neither did I.
I was wondering, Ray's kid grew up quickly.
I was thinking, like, Ray has a baby? I thought he just had the older child.
His wife being pregnant was and having the baby
was a whole thing.
But then the older child, I don't remember ever seeing the older child.
What, Ray's kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember? No, I was confused by that.
I'm just like, well, am I spacing? But I'm just like, all right, I guess.
Even earlier in the episode when Ray and Jay were talking and they referred to Ray's kids, like Naomi and the kids, I was like, wait, I thought he just had a baby.
I remember his wife being pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ray has a non-baby and a baby.
And his baby hates him.
That's such bullshit. Like, are they always just like, oh, the father gets a child and the child cries? Like, man, I've held people's babies and they don't just cry when a new person holds them. Like, it's not a thing that happens all the time.
Only if they're unhappy already. The person has bad jubies.
Oh, yeah, he knows he killed a little baby. Like,
okay, this is the reason why I now love Ray again.
So Ray's wife
is like, yo, I really like how sexy you are. And then Ray says, I prefer the view from over here.
You.
I prefer the view from over here.
Very good line, Ray.
It's
very
a
good
standard
line.
Standard bullshitty line.
Very good line. Ray gets all the good lines.
Completely
well done,
redeems Ray. Him of killing a child and lying yes. about it.
Yes.
And that's your is that your favorite?
I'd like to just go back for 5 minutes
no.
because
five
I missed
minutes.
It.
What?
But this
no.
is a very critical scene, and I think it will elucidate oh, matters greatly.
Okay.
But when they were checking out of Afghanistan and they were in the command center, they were going down the line and Judd is bro hugging a couple like random dudes.
Right.
First bro hug sucked.
Yeah. And then Donald Draper's wife bro hugs a woman commander from the command center, doesn't shake hands with any of the other guys, moves on, and then Judd passes the woman that Draper just bro hug and shakes hands with the next dude in line. So it's very bizarre. It's yeah,
very unlike Judd.
But also just that Draper bro hugs another woman and they do the like back slap, the kind of like fists together on one hand, bring it in close to the chest, slap on the back, you know, the kind of hug that fucking worthless pieces of shit do, like men generally, like the D-bag men, kind of, you know, probably athletes do it a lot.
Standard.
So
high,
do you think
yeah.
there should have been like equal opportunities shared hugging across like all people in the scene?
Yeah, it
it's
should have
strange.
Been both hands around, maybe close the eyes, smile, squeeze
yeah.
tightly.
I imagine
it
would be like at
the
end.
Nestle the head into the crook of the neck,
yeah.
squeeze, oh. hold for a while, because these people matter to you.
Yeah.
I think it should be like end of a hockey game, everyone puts out their hands and tap, 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 tap,
tap. Oh, yeah.
I guess I found it strange that the gender kind of, like, thing in that scene. That Draper bro-hugged a woman, she didn't, like, acknowledge the men, and then Judd bro-hugged the guys and didn't acknowledge the woman.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought...
Very unlike Judd.
I didn't notice
the gender stuff. I didn't even notice.
I
but
did notice that they
the
were
very
not
bizarre.
Hugging
I don't know
everyone.
What to think.
I really like the plane boarding scene. I think that I had missed them. They were always in the first few episodes, they were always on a plane, and I missed the plane. I didn't
yeah.
realize how much I had missed the plane until they walked on it.
That was their command center. And
yeah.
when I'm walking, I'm like, oh yeah, the CIA command center.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get this show rolling because we
yeah,
got
sure.
some shit to wrap up.
Oh, yeah.
Clay has an awesome car.
Oh, Clay's car is the best.
Yeah.
Has he always had that car?
Yeah.
Oh,
Davis
wow.
and Sonny are going to the hospital. They
okay, wait
hospital.
A minute.
ICU.
Wait,
Danny
Margaret.
In a coma.
Wait, Margaret.
Clay goes to see
wait.
His girlfriend.
So, Beardo rode his motorcycle
yes,
to the frickin' deployment,
he
and he gets
yeah.
in Trux's ride? That is
he
bullshit. Where's his motorcycle?
Ride.
Where is
continuity.
His motorcycle?
Continuity.
Yeah.
Okay, I have this, like, wait, Sonny's getting a ride? Except I think he was just like, hey man, can you give me a ride home?
And what
my
brand?
Motorcycle's there.
Was
but
Jason's glasses
ride.
Earlier in the show and Sonny's glasses in the car?
Ray-Ban?
Oakley. They okay. all had Oakley glasses on this episode. What's with that?
I don't know.
So, then Danny's in the hospital. He's in the ICU in a coma. Clay goes to meet...
But you're steamrolling over
yes.
all the
Buddy,
guests.
Buddy had been in the hospital for, like, how long? So no, they hadn't heard back from him in, like, two months, maybe? And he OD'd when? Like, just then?
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
how long has he been fucking in ICU for?
Maybe he's addicted to opiates now.
No.
And he's just, like, melting
well, he definitely
system.
Is. He had a needle in his arm. He is fucking shooting heroin.
Maybe he was trying to commit suicide.
Yeah, he could
okay.
have been in, like, critical condition, like... Had
when
to
he
be
said they found him in his car, I thought that it
found
was
him in a car with his needle in his arm, and because
right.
he was shooting drugs.
Yeah, I didn't hear the needle in his arm part. Mm-hmm. I thought he had pumped the exhaust.
Maybe you shouldn't watch it on 1.7 speed.
I thought there was really lame piano music playing over this whole scene.
I was trying to help. I was kind of being a dick to that. I'm sorry.
I
just
didn't know.
Like really like. sappy.
I'd just like to say that VA stands for Veterans Affairs.
Okay, thank you very much for that insightful comment. So then Clay goes to meet Stella.
I love this scene so much.
Stella is touching her prof. That's fucking weird shit. And, like, of course.
And also, like, I've been to university for longer than I probably should have.
Yeah.
But I have never seen a prof who'll take the class out in front on the courtyard and just like have a round robin.
Yeah, you're in a different. That's humanity shit right there.
I would venture around. I'd walk around. I'd walk around the courtyards.
I don't know.
I just didn't see it. But it's just like Goodwill Hunting scene, kind of just, you know. This kind of like romanticizing of the university culture kind of thing. And then Clay shows up and then they hug and everyone applauds for some reason.
Yay! And he's not even, if he was wearing full fatigues, I would understand, but he's not. He's wearing like.
He's wearing the worst fucking camo jacket I've seen.
I hate
his
backwards hat and he looks like a high school kid.
They're clapping not because he's a fucking veteran, but they're clapping because they're kissing and showing love, and they like their TA or whatever.
I disagree. I think they're clapping because they enjoy CBS's SEAL team.
They're like, oh, that guy's on CBS's SEAL team.
It starts as a slow clap anyways, and I got a pretty good screen cap of it that maybe if you're lucky I'll post on Instagram. So then Sunny's home alone with...
Yeah, fucking big time.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a pocket knife. Open on the table, just sitting there.
Hey, that's how he opens his beers. Shotguns.
And then Jay and Mandy. What is Diego Rivera?
I don't know.
Because they're talking about how she gets to go on vacation to Diego Rivera, and she gets to go to a beach, and she's like, Diego Rivera isn't exactly like a resort town. I googled Diego Rivera, and just. People.
Yeah, it's someone's name. I think she's just mentioning that whoever she's going to work with there sucks. I don't know.
But so they're getting food together, and I guess like Jay is like super regular there, and his regular thing is a double steak sandwich, steak side with steak beverage,
two steak burritos extra steak.
And limes. Lots of limes.
Where in the world is one burrito? Like, burritos are off. Like, they're huge.
He loves steak.
Two burritos.
Have you seen how cubic his skull is? But obviously, he loves steak.
I've eaten, like, two burritos before in my life. It's not that crazy.
Yeah.
Depends
on the burrito. I think a single burrito is usually a lot of food. But
I'm concerned with the amount of fucking burritos that Jay has been eating recently.
But there's a line here that I really like. Okay. And she's like, how's the food here? And he says, compared to J-Bad, this place is amazing.
Yes.
Which means, like, that's like, mediocre.
Yeah, like, exactly. I have the same note. Like, But she said that because he left, it was a $19 bill.
A $19 bill?
Well, it was a $19 fee.
Check.
And he left a $50 bill.
Oh, yeah.
And she made a face, like a what? And that's when she was like, is the food really good here?
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I didn't get to that either.
Very good eye.
He put it down. I bet
you like this show is like just like expertly crafted and just like, totally over our heads.
But that's how, like, she was like, she knows him, she knows his wife, she knows his name, she knows his order.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves $50 bills for a $20 meal.
And he was such a dick to that woman. Like, what the fuck? Like, when she's like, oh, hey, Jay, how's it going? He glares at her and gives her, like, a shitty look.
Yeah. And so they sit down, and then Jay tells her Jeju's story as his own story.
Matters!
So obviously, Matters is his, like, himself now, confirmed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been confirmed.
And he's got more visions.
Except there's a variant on the story. Is it he doesn't do a belly slam. He does a tum-tum drop or something.
He falls on his tummy.
I tried to do a triple flip thing and fell on my tummy or something, is what he says.
So I did this front flip triple thing, and I landed just flat on my tummy.
What happened, Richard? I thought you got like 6 pages of notes backing this shit up.
I do. That's why I just quoted it.
Yeah, but do you have the actual quote?
Yeah, he says, or something. That's why I said that.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying something.
Yeah, he does.
So, in this scene, so Jay's having visions. On the background, on the television, did you guys hear?
Yeah, Alan Cutter being arrested.
Yeah.
I
think
that's the conclusion to
I think that was in his head.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
I think it totally was just on TV, and it was like everything's wrapped up into a neat little package.
Yeah. Almost, Adam. Except that I like that this whole season ends on a hallucination of a dirty Afghan kid.
No, he was Syrian, wasn't he?
Was he?
I thought so.
As long as he's dirty. But that kid was super dirty.
He's from the hospital, the one with the chemical.
Whatever, somehow,
Jay didn't knock over that blonde woman. Like, he knocked her table over, and then she ended up on the ground, like, collapsed and crying.
Underneath
the
table.
No, the table fell towards Jay.
Yeah.
It was bullshit.
Yeah, I remember being confused by that, but then I just chalk it up to, like, his dissociative kind of, like, mind state.
I think Mandy did a great job in that scene, though.
Why were they eating together in the first
place? Wasn't it trucks?
I think they were just hanging out.
It was Mandy.
I think they just hang out because they got nothing better to do.
She seemed just, annoyed the whole time.
No, she didn't seem annoyed. She was like, Jay is feeling super nostalgic. He's freaking out. And she's like, sure, tell me about how you met your wife again.
It
happens all the fucking time. And I thought that was interesting. It was a good dynamic of their relationship where she's obviously been through this whole thing with Jay before.
Well, you guys.
That's it.
We're on to Saddest Seal, though.
You were just trying to help, but I was kind of being a dick to that. I'm sorry.
I was never here.
I got so drunk, I peed myself.
Saddest Seal, yeah.
I would
But this is Saddest Seal.
You can't cut Richard off.
No, he cut me off. Several times. But this is the Saddest Seal for the whole season.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Saddest Seal for the whole season?
Yeah. I mean, it's the last season.
I'm just doing Saddest Seal for this episode.
Me too.
We could do both.
Okay, let's do both.
Okay,
Richard, tell us.
Well, my saddest seal today is the entire SEAL team. Because they're all sad.
He just turned it on his head.
Ray's sad because Jay scolded him, and he's a liar, and he feels bad about it. And, he's in the doghouse, and Jay is sad because his mind's gone. He's all max PST or PTSD. Carl was sad because
Richard,
he didn't get to see his girlfriend for the whole
episode. Apologies for interrupting, but you're making a mockery of Saddest Seal.
Yeah.
What?
You really are.
So everyone's equally sad?
Every episode.
So there's no Saddest Seal to you.
Yeah, they're all sad. The whole SEAL team is. They're all sad.
But saddest.
Yeah,
that's a
qualifier. They're all the saddest sea. They're all equally sad.
Well, that doesn't make sense. That's no one is the saddest seal.
I think that they're all the saddest seal.
That doesn't make sense.
No, sorry, you can't do it. I wasn't.
Well, then I don't want to do it.
Okay,
I don't know
fair.
Why you
that's...
gotta do that.
Although this is Richard's invention, isn't it? From the first. Place.
What, the saddest seal?
What are your guys' saddest seal?
Well, what's your season-wide saddest seal?
Probably Ray.
Ray? Yeah.
Yeah, Ray's just like a sack of shit.
Yeah, he's metamorphosized into a villain.
Yeah.
He went from being sad, and he is the villain that Love built.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll be portrayed as a villain. I think he'll be redeemed.
Yeah.
Actually, no. My status seal for the whole season is the entire SEAL team.
That's a good point. I was just thinking the same thing. That is the status seal. It's a show.
Okay. Adam, who's your status?
Sunny.
Yeah?
For this episode?
Yep.
Or the whole...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sonny's super sad.
Like,
Home Alone?
He... it was brought up last time, like, Margaret, you were talking about how his life is a SEAL team, and, like, they just bring that home. And he's not even watching a great classic movie. He's just sitting there, turns off the TV, and looks at his reflection.
Yeah. And in his reflection, it looks like he's crying. But in his non-reflection, there's no tears.
I noticed that too, Margaret.
Yeah. Richard and I agree. Okay. Matek, who is your saddest SEAL?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and agree with Richard that everyone is the saddest SEAL.
I thought you weren't allowed to do that.
Who am I going to go with? I'm going to go with Clay, because he had to hug that two-timing hussy in front of the guy that she's banging.
We don't know that she...
Oh, I do know. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if he was smart, he would have hung back until the end of class and see how
he was kind of, like, hanging back and watching it all, and then, like, she was just kind of like, and then he had to get his, like, seal applause.
He should have done some snooping for sure, and he didn't.
I think it's sad that he didn't. It's because he hasn't gotten any new clothes since high school.
Also, like, she didn't meet him, and before her reason for not meeting him was, oh, I might be at a conference. But she wasn't at a conference. She was just in
at
town,
school,
like,
working. But she's working. She's working. He's got to respect her job. And he goes and he shows up and he doesn't do any stupid research about whether or not she's cheating on him. He just goes and says, I don't care. I love this woman. I'm going to go give her a hug. And I don't, like, I'm going to forgive her. So I think he did a big man thing. Whether or not she's cheating on him, who gives a shit?
Davis told him that Gordon was an uggo.
And then he found out Davis is lying to him. He's like, first Ray, now Davis, I don't know what to do.
And I'd just like to voice my opinion for a status seal for the whole season. And I'd like that to be Jay, because I fucking hate you, Jay. Hate you. Fuck you, Jay.
Mm.
Margaret, who's your status seal?
I was going to go with Jay.
For the episode?
For all of it, I think that he's the least honest of all of the SEALs.
And intelligent.
And he has his head injury. His family life is a total mess because he can't put any priorities on it.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy how they took the dumbest fucking mook from the bunch and gave him a head injury.
But also, he's like the hero, but he's not. Like... His team is who gives him all the ideas or whatever, and they make him look good by, like, which is kind of funny, like...
By shitty writing.
This whole cutter conspiracy that Jay's the only one that ever caught on to it.
Because he's smart.
He's super smart.
It's kind of like... It wasn't...
And it's also, like, when he figured out the plants, it was like his eyes were darting around for a while. I was like, I know where they are. I was like, no, you fucking
all
don't.
All of these, like, brilliant things that he figures out, they're not brilliant. But I think in general, he's like a sad sack of shit who's a big dum-dum. And...
What about for the episode?
Same.
Jay?
Yeah, he's got a freaking head injury. And he's going into a tunnel with four... there's three other guys that he's leading into a tunnel, and he has no wits about him, and he could have gotten them all killed really easily.
I just don't care. I think the episode should have ended a long time ago.